There's a lot of little tidbits in here, and I'll close with this because it's almost time to eat. Reconciliation, what I talked about, perseverance, failure, weakness, all the other kind of things that we challenge ourselves with, you will find encouragement as you read the book of 2 Corinthians, as well as all of God's Word. Father, we thank and praise you for this day. We thank you for the fellowship, and we thank you for the young people stepping up and wanting to join the church. It's rare today, Lord, to see young people willing to do that. I so appreciate Nate and Zion. We thank you for them, Lord. But Father, we just make sure that everybody knows how to have a personal relationship with you. It's so important because it is personal. Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. How can you have a personal relationship if somebody's not here in a physical sense anymore? Jesus said, when I go home to be with the Father, I'm going to send one greater than I who will teach you of me. That's the Holy Spirit. We have a spirit. We're spiritual beings, and that's how we can connect with God's Holy Spirit. Oh, the father of this world, as we know, Satan and the Beelzebub, he's got so many different kinds of names. He's also a spirit, an evil spirit. But God given us the ability to discern between the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit. But we got to recognize it. We got to be able to discern for ourselves. So, Father, we just pray that everybody in this little church knows you in a personal, loving way. But for some reason they don't. They can just come to you and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done all kinds of things in it. If I could really have a personal relationship with you, come into my life and be Lord over it. And I can assure you, you'll start growing by grace in so many areas of your life. And then hanging on to the blessed hope of the Holy Spirit and eternal life. Thank you for this day, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.